knowledge, social partners that are here this morning have already tendered an apology earlier that the minister was in the cabinet meeting, that he was going to join us soon, and he's already here. We have had to walk in, we have a banner that has a slogan. That slogan says, local government is everybody's business. Be part of it and be serious. So that is why we're gathered here, because, you know, local governance is our business, all of us. And the program, if you have the program in front of you, it's not going to be a very long program. There are other engagements after this event. We'll have our partners, social partners, who will be coming up front here to just make their comments and commitments. And after that, we'll tell you, you know, what next. Firstly, we have the Vice President of BUSA, Mr. Clive Manley. I'm going to ask him to come forward to come and quickly say a few words. And after him, we're going to have the President of Rainwater Foundation, Professor Fortier. And then lastly, we'll have Southern, Councillor Mashido. So we have the three social partners that will be coming up front to say a few words before we take the keynote address. Without wasting time, I'm going to ask you.
For this reason, and many others, that as business, We are here this morning to seek to partner Copter, Saga, and other partners to ensure that the municipal government works. It is the direct cost of doing business which is delivered to business through the policies, through the laws, through the efficiency of planning, the efficiency of delivery of services by municipalities that determine the competitiveness of business. It is business that is significantly, materially affected by the strikes that are related to dissatisfaction with the municipal services. Business is harmed directly by such activity, both in terms of physical assets that are damaged during those protests, but as well as the loss of doing business. This, for us, is a significant milestone in the business landscape of South Africa, that we are able to forge a partnership which for the first time gives us a structured mechanism within which we can engage to fix and create a conducive environment for business. That for the first time we have a structured mechanism that allows us to take and translate these national plans and make them practical and achievable programs at a local level. As many of you would know, business through business units as well as other business formations like the HR have been working with government to ensure that business is able to give support to municipalities in many ways through directly deploying technical skills to municipalities, serving within the municipality structures like serving in their board and other entities of municipalities across the country. And this work we do driven by the very objective of ensuring that we're able to create a conducive environment for business within which we can grow businesses, creating the much needed jobs in the country. We are very committed to the partnership we are entering into this morning, Minister. And I can assure you that we know that you are a gentleman who worked quite hard, worked long hours. I can assure you that with this partnership, we seek to make your job a bit more harder, but very positively so, in that we will be working on practical programs that are aimed to make this memorandum of understanding we're entering into today a practical program or project. We really commend you for the step you've taken to ensure that this MOU is realized, and I thought together with the your team in the department as well as the minister, we will make sure that it is a successful partnership. With those very few words, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you and pledge the commitment of business minister. I thank you.
Thank you very much. We are now going to call on President of Rainwater Foundation, Professor Otieno. If you turn in front here, I'm going to ask the signatories at a later stage to come and sit here so that we do the signing. But after the speeches, Professor Otieno, let's give him a round of applause. I hope I've pronounced his name very well.
Thank you very much, Program Director. Just like the Minister for Corporate
effective governance and traditional affairs and Karita's honorable Richard Bellay, Director General of Traditional Affairs, Professor Maila, Director General for Corporate Governance and Mandela and their management teams. Salga Ennis, his representatives, Salga Executive Presidency, the Chairperson of the National House of Traditional Leaders, and Political Leadership President today, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Ours is to add voice to what the previous speaker said, and to appreciate the work that is being done through the Minister's office. Honorable Minister, we are aware and we are informed at the board by the management of the foundation of the various engagements regarding the process of developing the partnership agreement which will be entered into between Groundwater Foundation and the Department of Property Government. That this has come a long way, and we are pleased that it is being finalized through your very capable and visionary leadership. At the foundation, Honorable Minister and distinguished guests, we observe that this partnership will be cemented today, and we sincerely look forward to the implementation that will follow. It is a pleasure for us to be associated with the department that has an emphasis on municipal capacity building and subsequent to the development of the entire site. We at the foundation are also pleased that among our initiatives, six of the initiatives which talk directly to the deliverables on the presidency have an impact not only on what we do through your department, but also creating job opportunities for the many of our younger people. Foundation Minister is mandated to coordinate and manage corporate social investment resources of groundwater by undertaking community development initiatives in partnership with other potential donors, partners, and stakeholders. This is a vehicle through which the groundwater fulfills its commitment to helping government in achieving its vision for a better life for all by, amongst others, Minister, promoting job creation, skills transfer, community capacity building, poverty eradication amongst communities and society. The foundation, therefore, Minister, commits to partnering with your department in terms of the departmental programs to implement this business adoption municipality initiative by providing support and also aligning to the Groundwater Foundation to governmental mandate. We are delighted to mention that Groundwater Foundation has been in support of many municipalities since it has been in operation even before engagements with your department. All the foundation's governmental project ministers are implemented within municipalities and to be specific in terms of relevance in this regard. The foundation has been undertaking projects such as the municipal capacity building and operations and maintenance of wastewater treatment plants graduate development, which is aimed at assisting municipalities with capacity to operate and maintain the treatment works effectively, and also that graduates gain practical training in this regard, thereby securing employment opportunities for them going forward. In the long run, the quality of water is improved through such initiatives. And this also known is around the improved water quality initiatives that the Department of Water Affairs has been running for a number of years. Minister, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, through our practical on-site training provided by the Bar University of Technology, on behalf of the Groundwater Foundation, we have so far graduated more than 20 young men and women who have since graduated from this institution in the fields of environment and water challenges. We are happy to report, Minister, and to learn that the Department of Management Infrastructure Support Agency NIMSA is currently assisting the foundation regarding job placement for this graduate. The foundation, as I finish, Minister, pays the stipends for these graduates for a period of 12 months of training. We would like to invite some of the delegates present today to partner with us in this noble initiative, which we believe not only empowers our people, but also ensures that the water that is available for use by the local authorities is at an affordable price. The existing municipalities in this initiative, Minister, include Mpulereni, Seseli, Merapong, Randfontein, and Midwell local municipalities, all in Kaukini, as well as Wate and all of the local municipalities in the Free State. Other initiatives that we involved in, Minister, include training of process controllers aimed at creating an enabling environment for skills development, and counselor training aimed at developing municipal counselors to ensure capacity building, including infrastructure institutional arrangements where this is necessary. The foundation is indeed committed, Minister, to supporting local governments in addressing socioeconomic issues to ensure the well-being of our communities. Community of basic services, especially water and sanitation. As I conclude, Honourable Minister, I therefore appeal to our own management as a foundation to continue with this engagement, but this time the focus should be on the implementation of the Memorandum of Agreement, which will be started today. We are aware that many MOAs are signed. This will happen. We want to publicly declare our commitment to the implementation of this for the good of our people and our society at large. We want to thank you for the opportunity to be part of this initiative. God bless our people. God bless our country. Thank you. here today that this is the government. We're pleased that they come together to go into this country. This is establishment in 1996 at the South has continued to support its member municipalities to drive their developmental agenda. This number has ranged from deep rural municipalities grappling with the insufficient career resources where most resources are needed, up to the cities where there are many resources but with some lack of skills in that area. The involvement of the business does provide an opportunity together we need to take over. For the six key Sanka mandates, three of these fine expressions this morning. Among the three that fine expressions, which was mentioned earlier on, is the support and advice from municipalities to enable them to understand and interpret the effect of change, to ensure the facilitation of community building and the transparency of information and knowledge sharing between municipalities and local governments here as a whole. And appealing to our strategic plan of 5 years, which started in 2012 to 2017, Saraga has a trusted stakeholder engagement program which aims to work with all relevant stakeholders towards advancing the interests of local governments. And next, collective resources towards resolving the challenges faced by the spheres of local government and government in general. And they've started us capacity to support municipalities in delivering on their core mandate. The plan points out key areas, among others, the local government development space, to which Salga will align its collective energies and stakeholder engagement. This includes facilitating the building of capacity within the political and administrative leadership of local government. This minister, we're pleased that we have decided to arrange this session. It is important to note that local governments, there are common challenges with varying dynamics with one municipality overcoming such particular challenges. And other not, this is where some of our functions of fostering information and knowledge sharing between municipalities and the local governments here as a whole find application. As Sauka, we are grateful that the AHI, Busa and Rainwater has committed to work with local government in addressing challenges in municipalities. Once more, who cares where there's a problem, where people are crashing the streets, where people are burning community walls, where people are burning the cleaning. Indeed, we're happy that all of us will do care on our facilities. This initiative inspires hope and it suggests that it will encourage more stakeholders to come on board, demonstrating they are creating more effective governance structures which lead to improved service delivery in municipalities where communities and surrounding businesses will benefit. Where instability is always good to make business, where instability is always difficult and dangerous to make business. As Sauka, once more we are happy to be part of this. We all agree that there is a considerable need for deepening relationship between the private sector and the local government sphere in furthering the developmental mandate of local government. Any developmental state requires many of us to work together. Sauka and COPTA have shown real results of how business and government and deliver together through the adopt a municipal initiative where 5 municipalities are supported in disaster risk management. As it was mentioned earlier on, once more happy from Rainwater to engage in this project. We thus truly appreciate the recognition by BUSA, the AHI, and Rainwater that local government is a core delivery mechanism of government priority. Let's ask this question. Who lives in the sky? No, who lives at national level? All of us live at a trans-level and China as our country. We also want to thank COFTA, our key partner in local government, for the role it continues to play. It is an investment. OFW Flat exists to say, local government is the foundation of community. If it fails, democracy will fail indeed. It is therefore the responsibility of us not to make democracy to fail. Anyone who argues that there is no service delivery in the municipalities, there is no democracy in South Africa as local government, must ask him or her this question. What have you done to contribute to good democracy? And just say there is no service delivery. She just said, what have you done to make sure there is democracy? There is service delivery. That question must be given. As I conclude, in my language, in my language, the woman says, find a more similar. Therefore, reminds me to one of the friends that I know and is so well known. I might not indicate his name because he might be in the house. He arrives to his house, coming from work, very stressed. He goes back to the bedroom. His house, the mirror is in the gate, he gets to the sitting room for them to analyze. Word by word, sentence by sentence, paragraph by paragraph. And the wife asks this question. Is what are you looking for so seriously? That I'm looking at an expiring date. So in the marriage, there is no expiring date. Therefore, I must ask this question. Is there expiring date on the MOU that we are about to sign? I tell the minister, there is no expiring date on those MOU that are there forever. The hope will be delivered, and all of us will engage in this big marriage forever. Thank you very much.
People, and in particular, our business. the very ambitious goals that we've set for ourselves for 2030. The RE is a long-standing business association, founded in 1942, and we currently have 105 business chambers spread across South Africa, many of them in small and rural towns. Within those business chambers, Minister, we have experience, entrepreneurship experience, business experience, financial experience, and also experience in strategy. And we have over many years gained valuable insight into working with municipal governments to the greater good of the whole community in the municipality. We have on a number of occasions and in many of our towns worked together with the mayor, the municipal manager and the municipality to develop local economic development plans, to assist with the transfer of skills, to assist with the development of financial skills, and also to attract more capital, more investment, more tourism into our town. Minister, the RRE and our members are passionate about keeping our towns alive, well run. So we are very excited about working with Cocker and Tolga towards achieving the goals of the National Development Plan. And very specifically, the key focus areas that are included in our memorandum of understanding that we will sign this morning. But as I read through the key focus areas of our MOU, I saw the strong alignment to the National Development Plan. And Minister, I believe that if all South Africans work together, we will attain the goal set by 2030 to overcome our triple challenges: alleviation of unemployment, alleviation of poverty, and improvement of equality, inequality. So, Minister, from the RE, you have our members' commitment, and also with our alliance with BUTA, we as business are here to assist, and we are looking forward to the challenges specified in the Memorandum of Understanding. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are now getting to the next level of our program. At this point, I'm going to present the Honourable Minister, Mr. Malone, who is going to give us the keynote address. I'm going to ask you to join me as we put our hands together to welcome him on the podium. Shall we put our hands leadership of Balda Prevent here
our senior leaders of our public service were two DGs and one PO, but all in the family called the Copter. So it is a three-headed minister when it comes to those whose responsibility it is to implement whatever we say. We go around and say a lot of things knowing very well that it will not be me as the minister who is implementing. For now, it's three gentlemen. You don't know where we are balancing. Look at below them. There is gender balance. I'm sure I'm right about that. Let me appreciate the presence of our partners. The president and CEOs of Busa Ice and Water, far away in the family. Actually, one family, extended family. We appreciate this day and we appreciate this opportunity to buy. And I can assure you that wherever I find the ink dries immediately and is not erasable. So those who are going to look for a entire day will say to them, try next door. On a more serious note, I think it was early in the year before I come to the very serious business, but early in the year, we had a meeting, breakfast meeting between business and government, talked about what we are doing, what we can do, what we are capable of doing, and it was very clear that in some areas, the classical English expression holds true. So true, yes, so far. We then decided that we need to bridge the gap. And we're happy that here we are today. Our mayors are here, I see. Mayor Mukugeng smiling in the know that the signatures will have something to do with the municipality at the district level and all the municipalities in the district. Why are we signing? Why this memorandum of understanding? Whose interest is it serving? How do we sustain? Those will be the few ways that will punctuate my address. I have taken a decision, I'm not going to speak in conventional way, in a conventional way of speaking, addressing. I thought I was going to sing. Because I realized of late that I'm better singing than speaking. And I think I can do that. But before we do that, we indicated that the ours is to play a game of support. A game of support to the local government, because we understand that the local government is at the coalface for services, but local government is where things happen. That's why at times you will find our councillors, ward councillors, our mayors, our managers having to answer even for questions that are not the competency of the municipality. Somebody goes to the bank for a service, gets frustrated, and then think of an easy target. You know, so one is the key was wrong as a municipality. Now I'm coming back here. There is this court board. Who should I attend to? The nearest target. We said in the beginning that we need to package work together to communicate what we stand for. And in supporting municipalities, we said when all is done, through all our support, what
that is how I think.
We indicated that when all is done in the name of support, what the situation where people, when they refer to our municipalities, they will say, my municipality, my city. We said that is exactly what we're going to do. My municipality, my city. By not asking questions, more especially as to what this municipality is doing for me, but asking questions and then say, what is it that I'm doing for this municipality? Because this municipality is exactly where things happen. And if our responsibility is to make things happen, then we must be worried about strengthening that area where things happen. And that's the area where our local government finds themselves. My municipality, my city. At what point will people say of their municipality, my city? It will be at a point where the municipality is seen to be equal to what the people expect from them. We said my municipal worker, my future. We package this message representing the people who receive services from our municipality. That when all is done in the name of support, we are going to have capable municipal workers. We are going to have agile municipal workers, ready-made instruments for service delivery, that people will refer to them and say, my municipal worker, my future. There is no one who wants to invest his or her future in hands that one is not sure. And we can't harvest these people from faith. We can't have these people as readily made. We can only develop them to the level where we want to see them soiling their hands, getting things happen. We then said that we live during the time of democracy, we are proud about that. Created it, will defend it. That's why even democracy at workplace is not a threat to all of us. Ought not to be. That's why we package with, and we then said, my union at the municipal space, my partner. Which means we have to work together. I'm not sure if any of representatives of organized labor at the municipal level is their representative. Next slide. I think the capable team that met me late yesterday evening and instructed me to do something. I'm going to acknowledge at the end. Very capable team. I think we'll next time invite organizing. My union at the municipal level, my partner. With that said, we need to know that there is a voice of all our municipalities. My father, our collective voice. That is what municipalities are saying. As we talk about support, as we talk about working together, as we talk about partnering, we should then be saying partnering forward. Whose interests are we serving? Is it a PR exercise? Is it a commitment? Ours here is a commitment. I'm very happy about it. When all is done, the community will be ready. That's why we then say, through support, we strengthen ourselves. We then say a good interest. And we package with to come with a slogan communicating a message that says, my community, my cause. We are doing all what we are doing because we represent an establishment when it comes to government, a government that's responsive to the needs of the people. As a business, we know that we exist as a faith because there are people that support us. Because there are people who are looking at us for solutions. Supporting a local government to strengthen it to be equal to what it takes is actually supporting the people themselves. Because our municipalities are there for the people. That's why we say, my community, my cause. While in 1998 we developed the white paper on local government, we knew very well that this local government is not going to operate in space in a vacuum, but is going to operate in the area some of which are under our traditional leaders. That's why even when we talk about this wall-to-wall establishment, we know very well that the ours was not a declaration when we provided in Chapter 12 of the Constitution that we shall recognize the Constitution. We did so and we took a step to then say, let's defy, let's locate, let's affirm in this democracy the institution of traditional rule. So even as we talk about support to our municipalities, we also coined a message in the form of a slogan, and we said, my traditional institution, my pride and my heritage. That's why today, as we sign on paper, committing to do work to strengthen our municipalities, working together as Costa and Salga, understanding that we're doing this for the community, with understanding that our municipal workers, as they are going to be supporting their senior managers in the implementation of the commitment that we are undertaking, will be there as party to this activity. We also said, as Costa, we can't just be shouting like those who believe in expressing opinions earlier than now. With that said, so what is our message? Point in a slogan that defines what we must do. And we pledge of ourselves when all is done in the name of support, people will refer to us and say, my cost and my intergovernmental relations are this issue. As in MV, in 2009, after assessing the state of local government, in a report that we produced and released in 2008, where we established that it looks like confidence is waning up. The relationship between our municipalities and the people was becoming an issue. We then said we must do things differently. That's why we founded the local government turnaround strategy in 2009. Do things differently. And we added to the responsibility that COFTA has to play. To say, we're not only facilitating intergovernmental relations, but we are also facilitating intersectoral relations. That's why business as a sector becomes a partner. A partner for the development of the local health. That's why through this initiative, we are then saying we are not here to celebrate the end of the partnership, but we are here to then say, let this partnership live on. And you know the temptation, once you say that this partnership is wrong, it's just about to be reinforcing and people sitting here. I get the temptation of putting this sentence upside down. Instead of saying let it be wrong, I say wrongly. We are here because we are committed. Yesterday, late at night, we were looking at the business of the day today. I thought I had 7 items, 5 of which was what I was going to do in government. The 6th one was what I was going to do with the portfolio committee. The 7th one was to deliver a budget vote today at the NCOP. I didn't know, I actually completely thought actually was saying, oh, I'm a let's see if you know the 25th. A capable team of junior officials that you are not doing it on the 25th, you are doing it today, Minister. He said, if you resist, we are going to carry you screaming and kicking and deliver you before the 28th of June. How sure that you are going to be not committed on other things? And I said, no. It is about signing for cooperating. I pronounced when I was delivering my budget vote. I'm ready to have you. So that's why we're here. So excited, ready to fight. Signing to move, signing to create faith. Like I've indicated that we adopted a turnaround strategy in 2009. We're about to conclude the report on the state of local government. Since the adoption of the turnaround strategy, about you. Those who are familiar with writing, they will say, we are now crossing the I's and crossing the T's. Finalizing the report, we then say, what is it that we have to do? It's a report that has 11 photos. One photo, which is the 11th one, says, where to from here? I'm happy to announce that the first in terms of where to from here will be what we're going to do in terms of the memorandum of understanding that we're signing today. Working together. We brought together a total of 167 municipalities. And these municipalities are those that are performing when it comes to looking at financial performance through the audit report by the AG. These 167 municipalities are those municipalities that have never, for the past 4 years, have never performed above qualified rating. They are swimming back. Either they are qualified, or they are adverse, or they are disclaimers. What is the word for them? They are actually fluctuating there. 167 municipalities. And it is these 167 municipalities where we still have a high concentration of the 172,000 people that are living in areas with sanitation below RTP standards. Some still using buckets when some still using toilets that are not classifiable in terms of the categories of toilets that we have, and they call them other. So once you call something other, then you must understand that you don't even have the worst name that you can give to us. 130. The question that we are answering, and this question comes consistently, this journalist asked, the other one comes, you know, it's just that, Minister, you set a target that you will achieve 100% clean audit rating by the year 2014. How far are you? They asked me that this question. Are you going to achieve it? I said, no, the first step we are taking is that these 157 municipalities, we want none of them to find themselves performing within the rating where they are at the moment. And is it, what miracle are you commanding now? And we say to them, there is an expression that the working together you can do more. There is an expression that united we stand only if divided we fall. There's also one expression that my pastor told me that if somebody is with us, who will be against us? Now, in this partnership, the partnership that we talk about the key performance areas, and we are then saying we'll further unpack all the key indicators, success indicators, thereby setting a target. We committed on that day that we are introducing or rolling out a program we call Financial Performance Quality Enhancement Program, with subsection. Quite a number of those subjects. One of them is for the first time for us to come with a capital project, very change, a mechanism in terms of which you are planning becomes crime. Long-term planning becomes a guide to success. But it's not just long-term planning that is not accompanied by a set of activities that you put yourself to do. That's why in this area of argument that we're going to find, we're going to further punctuate in terms of breaking that down into detailed activities. If you want to be there, you must surely know what it takes to be there. You can't set a target without analyzing your assumptions correctly. You analyze your assumptions. You see, we are getting into a partnership with Costa, I'm sure, as Bruce, you are then saying, oh, getting into a partnership with Costa, what is the history about Costa? And you sometimes say, even if the history may say something, but I'm confident, because it's not only about them in terms of what they do, but it's also about me in terms of how I influence them. I think that is one thing for us to work together and deal with this issue. I said I'm not going to speak and I'm not spoken. I said I will see. And the advantage of leading a ministry being like this is that you can dig. And the advantage of working with people who are readily available is that even before you delegate them, they volunteer. And you know that if I meet on my left hand side, I'm sure on my right hand side, I gain. And if I don't, straight facing me, I know I got this. Somebody was ready to do that. DG, CEO, DG, whatever is saying, don't bother yourself, I will do it for you. On a more serious note, we want to end our address here by indicating that we want to be true to our way. Today, after two o'clock, because it's more than 1 minister. After 2 o'clock, I'll be presenting a budget vote to the National Council of Provinces. And I'll be talking about the city budget. One of the issues we're going to talk about there is that we understand that we are experiencing a high number of savings from of process. I never said savings deliver a process. Because not all that is a process will be savings deliver related. Some of the process are about things that people cannot be proud to raise. So they then talk about them as service deliverables. We are going to announce that before the end of July, we will bring the nation together to dialogue on issues of service deliverables, protest, and violence. Three of these things. We believe that these things do not connect. But at times we find a situation where these things connect. going to announce that. And that will announce, will say that we are not alone in dealing with this issue. We are with brothers and sisters, partners, social partners, who are as concerned about the situation at the local level as we are as well. And saying so will then mean that those who are in this room will not be invited, because from them we'll get volunteers to say we can organize it better, minister. And if someone says we can organize it better, who am I to say don't? President, he is that. If you say to me, who has said to me too? When what has said, oh, we'll do it like we provide water. Who will say no? And Salga says, you know, minister, that slogan of yours of saying, my Salga, our collective voice, we are also the collective voice of the extended family in building you as Salga, as a department. If we say yes, we can do it, who will say no and let's not? All right, thank you very much. The singing will be for the cocktail in the evening. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what's coming. It will be more technical after that.